My talk is on approximating the power dominating set problem. This is a joint work with Michael Steele. Okay, first I'm going to start with dominating set, which is a very well-known and important problem in graph theory, and it's been studied extensively. There are more than 100 papers and a couple of books on this, and this problem has has lots of different variations. Okay, so I start with dominating set problem. In the dominating set problem, we are given a graph G, and first I'll define dominating rules. We are given a set of nodes S, and we want to see what are the nodes that this node set S will dominate, which I denote by DS. So a node is power dominated either because it's inside S, which is the first rule, or it has a neighbor inside S, which is the second rule. It's very easy, two rules. And the dominating set problem is the problem that we are given a graph G, and we want to find the minimum size set S such that those sets will dominate all the nodes. So either a node in graph G is inside S or has a neighbor in S. Let's see the first example. Okay. Assume that I take node 2, and then by the first definition, 2 is dominated. Now, by the second rule, node 1 and 3 will be dominated, which I show by light red. And again, if I take node 5, we will see that 5 is dominated, and I take 4 and 5, I will dominate all the nodes. So if I take the set S as node 2 and 5, we see that it dominates all the nodes in the graph. So it's a dominating set, and actually it's the smallest dominating set. We can see that no single node can dominate all the nodes. Okay, let's see a more complex example. Consider the following 5x5 grid. If I take all of these dark red nodes, we can check that either a node is red or has a neighbor of color red. So we will dominate all the nodes. So the dark red is an example of dominating set. Okay. Dominating set is a special case of set covering problem, which is also one of the core problems in the approximation algorithms. It's been studying a lot. It has lots of different variations. And okay, let's see the definition of set cover. In the set cover problem, we are given a universe of n elements and a collection of subsets U. So we have some subsets of U, let's say S1 to SK. And now the goal is to find minimum number of sets from S, so picking minimum number of these SIs, such that we cover all the elements of the universe, meaning that their union is equal to U. This is a combinatorial problem. For this problem, Johnson, Lovaz, and Cavazza, they present an approximation algorithm with approximation guarantee log n. What does it mean, an approximation algorithm? First of all, this problem, set cover, and also the dominating set problem, is an NP-hard problem. So we can't find an optimal solution in polynomial time unless P is equal to NP. Okay, so we are talking about approximation algorithm. It means that instead of finding an optimal solution, we will find a near optimal solution, which is at most within some factor from the optimal solution, which that factor here is log n. That means that if we have an optimal solution, a set cover of size k, then we are guaranteed to find a feasible solution of size at most k times log n, ln here. An important point here is that this algorithm achieves by a very simple greedy algorithm, very intuitive greedy algorithm. We will see a version of this algorithm which works for the dominating set problem. After they present this algorithm, people try to improve the algorithm to reduce the approximation factor from log n to a smaller function. But it turns out that they couldn't do that. So later, Lund and Yannakis, and later on Feige, they proved that set cover cannot be approximated better than log n some factor of log n, unless some important complexity conjecture fails. Something similar to p is not equal to np. Okay. So the point is, very simple greedy algorithm achieves almost the best approximation algorithm that we can hope for. So dominating set is a special case of set cover in the following sense, that when we pick a node from a graph G, then that node dominates itself and all of their neighbors. So we can make a set of all of these nodes. So for every node in the graph G, we can define a set SV which contains node V and all of its neighbors, which is the closed neighborhood of B. So it's not hard to see that the dominating set problem is actually equivalent to solving the set cover problem for this set system. So it immediately implies that dominating sets can be approximated within log n factor. And here is the greedy algorithm, which is a simplified version of the set cover applying for the dominating set. We start from an empty set, and we continue until we find a feasible dominating set. At each step, we try to greedily choose a node V such that it maximizes the number of newly dominated nodes. So the newly is defined by VS union V minus the set of nodes which are currently dominated. And if that was the maximum, if V maximizes that number, then we add V to S and continue. So at the end, we output S. It's a very simple and intuitive greedy algorithm. And it also turns out that dominating set cannot be approximated better than log n factor. It can be proved, I guess, by reduction from set cover. So again, very simple greedy algorithm solve dominating set, set cover, and lots of other covering type problems optimally. Now let's see the power dominating set. Power dominating set is some sense generalization to dominating set. It's some kind of newly introduced problem. It has some applications on monitoring power lines networks. It's a generalization in the sense that we had the first two rules for the dominating set, and we are augmenting it with a new, some kind of dynamic propagation rules. The third rule saying that, and here the set of nodes which are power dominated, I'm denoting them by PS. The third rule saying that if you have a node U such that all of its neighbors and itself, but except one of its neighbors, are power dominated, then that node will be power dominated. So if we have a node U all of the neighbors except node V and including U are power dominated, if they are power dominated, the third rule is saying that V is power dominated also. So it's some kind of dynamic rule, because after we power dominate this one, maybe we can continue and power dominate the rest of graph. And the important point is, if a node has two non-power dominated nodes, that node cannot trigger to power dominate those remaining ones. So the propagation stops when we have a node, all of the nodes have at least two neighbors which are not power dominated. And the PDS problem is, which is an abbreviation for power dominating set, is a problem that we are given a graph G, and again, we want to find the minimum size set S such that it power dominates the entire graph. Let's see an example. On the first and second one? No. The first two rules are applied dynamically. So we first, the set of nodes that we pick are in S. Those remains in power dominated. Their neighbors will be power dominated. And from now on, we only can apply the third rule. We will see in this example. Let's consider this 5x5 grid. If I take node 2 and 4, so 2 and 4 are power dominated by the first rule. Second rule implying that all of these light reds are power dominated, all of their neighbors. And from now on, we cannot apply rule 1 and 2. We can only apply the third rule. Consider node 1. It has two neighbors, one blue one and one dark red one. So we can apply the third rule to the first node. And if we apply that one, we will power dominate the green node. Now again, look at node 3. It has three neighbors. Two of them are power dominated. Itself, 3, is power dominated. So that green one can be power dominated at this point. And again, for 5, the same happens. Now if we look at the second column, they all have only one neighbor which are not power dominated. So they all can be power dominated one by one. And again, the third column can power dominate the fourth one, and the fourth one power dominate the fifth one. So we can see that if we have a even 5x100 grid, it has 100 columns, these two dots, dark red 2 and 4, can power dominate the entire graph. And it's not hard to see that if we have a L by K grid, general grid, then by taking alternative nodes from any one of the sides, we can power dominate the whole graph grid. So the optimal solution is at most half of the minimum L and K. Is there any question? Right. Okay. Right, sure. No, we can't do them all. And the interesting point is that it doesn't matter how we apply the propagation rule. I can start from the bottom one, power dominate that one. It can be proved very easily that no matter how we run the propagation rule, because at each point there might be several options, always we get the same at the end. Okay. Now we want to see how hard is power dominating set. We saw that power dominating is, in some sense, a generalization to dominating set, in a sense that we add some dynamic, some kind of propagation rules. Now we will see that this is, from algorithmic point of view, it's another generalization to dominating set. In the following set, let's say we have a graph G, then we construct another graph G prime from G. In the following way, I make a new copy for every node in the graph G, and I connect that copy to the original copy by an edge. So if you have a graph G, I made copies, those small nodes, and connect them to the previous one by an edge. It's not hard to prove that G, in a graph G, set S is a dominating set in graph G if and only if S is a power dominating set in G prime. And the reason is that those single nodes prevent the power domination. Because in the optimal solution, we won't get nodes of degree 1. Because instead of those, we can get their neighbors, which have larger number of neighbors, which can dominate more number of nodes. So it's not optimal to take the single nodes of degree 1. So in any optimal solution in G prime, we always take nodes of higher degree. So, and we can see that those single nodes prevent the propagation rule. So this implies that Go et al. And Nice, they separately come up with this reduction, and they prove that by a reduction from dominating set, we will get that PDS cannot be approximated better than O log N. But now the question is, how good can we approximate the power dominating sets in a given graph? Can we achieve logarithmic factor? We saw that for the dominating set and set cover and lots of other covering type problem, very simple greedy algorithm achieve almost the best possible approximation algorithm. Now here we show that the same greedy algorithm works very badly on power dominating sets. So we have the same greedy algorithm as dominating set, except the line 3, instead of BS, we have pi S. So now we prove that this greedy algorithm might output a feasible solution which its size is constant number of nodes times an optimal solution. So for example, if the optimal solution is constant, let's say 2, 3, then this greedy algorithm might output a feasible solution which its size is constant times some fraction of total number of nodes. So it might take almost all the nodes of graph in order to power dominate the whole graph. Okay, let's consider the following graph, which is 5 by 5 n subdivided grid. We start from 5 by 5 n grid. It has 5 n columns. Then I subdivide each of the row edges by adding one single node on that one, except some of the corners. Okay, let's see what's the optimal solution here for the power dominating set. It's easy to check that if I again take node 2 and 4, they will propagate and power dominate the whole graph. So the optimal solution at most 2, and we can see that no single node can power dominate the entire graph. So the optimal solution is 2. And important property of this graph is if we take any single node, let's say consider the first 5 by 5 subdivided grid. If we take, for example, that middle node, the dark red one, that will power dominate exactly 7 nodes. And it's easy to check that any single node from this graph can power dominate at most 7 nodes. So at the first iteration, the greedy algorithm might take that middle node. So let's say it takes that middle node. And again, it's not hard to check that at this time, any new node that we pick can power dominate at most 7 new nodes. So the greedy algorithm might go ahead and pick a middle node from the second 5 by 5 subdivided grid. And the third step, it might take a node from the third subdivided 5 by 5 grid. And it can continue in this way, and at the end, we take n nodes from the middle subdivided nodes, but still we didn't power dominate the whole graph. So the greedy algorithm might need to take more nodes in order to power dominate the entire graph. So we will see that the feasible solution, the output of the greedy algorithm, it can be at least n. And since the number of total nodes in the graph is 25n, so n is and optimal solution is constant, so n is a constant fraction of total number of nodes times optimal solution. So that's the end of proof. So the greedy algorithm works very bad. We try different variation of greedy algorithm. We try to adding different, more complex rules to greedy algorithm, but we always end up changing the greed graph in order to come up again bad example for the greedy algorithm. Okay, and now I summarize some of the known results on the power dominating set. Hynes et al. They presented a linear time algorithm to solve PDS optimally on tree. So if the input graph is a tree, we can find optimal solution for PDS. Later on, Go et al., they developed a polynomial time dynamic programming algorithm to solve the PDS optimally on graphs of bounded tree width. So if the input graphs are graphs of tree width at most k, in polynomial for a fixed k, we have a polynomial time algorithm which finds the PDS finds the feasible solution. Again, PDS remains NP-hard even on planar graphs. Actually, that reduction that I show for proving the hardness result for PDS, we can see that planarity reserves. If the input graph is G, the G prime is planar graph. And it's known that dominating set problem is NP-hard on planar graphs. So that proves that PDS is NP-hard on planar graphs. We also developed a square root n approximation algorithm for planar graphs. And we also show that there is no polylog approximation for PDS by a reduction from mean rep problem. So we cannot achieve, let's say, log to the 10, log to the 100 approximation for PDS. And finally, we extended the PDS problem on directed graphs, and we extend the Go results on the directed graphs in a sense that if the input graph, the directed graph, its underlying undirected graph has bounded 3-bit, then we can find an optimal solution in polynomial time by similar dynamic programming algorithm. That's all, and here are the references, my talk.
Any questions?
Yes. I'm sorry? Oh, mean rep problem. In the mean rep problem, we are given a bipartite graphs, and each partition is partitioned into a smaller graph nodes. So the mean rep problem came from the 2-Fourier 1-round proof system, if you are familiar with hardness results. We have a bipartite graph, and we partition each node into equal size nodes. This structure is given on the input. Then, so there are some edges here. We want to pick the minimum number of nodes as a representative from every of these partitions, little partitions, such that if we consider two different partitions, there is at least one edge which is covered by those representatives. So if we pick node A from this partition and node B from that partition, then these two partitions are satisfied, are covered. We say that the super edge is covered. That's a mean rep problem. And it's hard to approximate better than 2 to the log n 1 minus epsilon for every epsilon. It came from some network monitoring problem in the sense that these propagation rules somehow similar to flow preservations on nodes, current preservations, right? So if we can observe all of the currents on these edges by current Kirchhoff law, we can find out the currents on that edge. So it came from similar, some kind of this. Okay, the problem is if we put these nodes here, then picking one of the nodes in one of these ones will power dominate more than 7. We want to make sure that we are not power dominating more than 7. At the first step, it's okay. But at the later steps, if we pick this one, if we have those two nodes here, we can easily check that they will power dominate, for example, 8 nodes. So we want to abandon those things.